Arthur Gilmore.
Hi, Arthur. Gabe Cardiff here. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Gabe, I had a talk with, was it Ruben who I spoke to?
Right. Yes, you got it.
You know, he talked to me about a couple of things, and I'm interested in looking at an unsecured loan for, you know, I was talking about I have a revolving credit line with Bank of America, and I'm looking at paying that off.
Okay.
And what I'd like to do is I'd like $350, $350,000, and if I could qualify for that, I would just pay that off and then pay you guys, the monthly. And I'd like to know about what that would be. I'm assuming it's going to be, you know, and I don't know what the interest rate is going to be, but I put into my numbers, like $9,000. But I want you to work something up for me, because I was working with a guy at Bank of America who was just a terrific guy, and he has left the company, and now my relationship manager is this woman who I'm just going to be honest with you, I frankly don't care for her.
Right.
And so either I'm going to go with you guys, or I'm going to go to, we do a lot of work with Cap One, and we do a lot of work with Wells. But since I just did this thing with you guys, and I talked to Ruben about this, and he said, you know, Arthur, we can give you, a capital working loan. It's not really a capital loan. It's really to pay down this revolving credit. But I don't need the revolving credit. If I have that money to pay that off, I'd rather just get rid of that revolving credit that I do have with Bank of America. Does this all make sense to you, what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. So the current balance is $350,000 there on the revolving loan?
Yeah.
Okay, $350,000. Yeah. What kind of interest are you paying on that?
I don't know. Not a lot. Like
not too much.
Like 4 or something.
Okay. Just, you know, to be honest with you, you know, we're not going to be able to beat that rate, because it is unsecured capital. I don't see us being able to beat the 4%.
I don't expect you to.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Got gotcha.
I think you're missing out what I'm saying.
I want to
wipe it out, and right. I want to pay down on a monthly basis, and I don't want to do that with. I would be doing that with my buddy over there, who this woman is. I don't. It's maybe going to cost me a little bit of money, but what I'd prefer to do is I'm going to move my money out of. This woman is just not a good relationship manager.
Right,
and,
got you.
So I had a great one before. I don't have a good one now, and I
understand.
I don't feel comfortable. So. If you guys are saying, you know, we're going to come in at about 6 as far as your interest rate, I just want to pay off a revolving credit line of $350,000 and know what it would cost me per month. And unsecured loans, I believe, are 3 years, no more than that. Is that correct?
That is right. And 3 years would be like the max that we do. And it's not a very frequent thing that we're able to do 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But also with unsecured, you know, on the lower side, you're looking at 10 cents on the dollar on the low end. So, you know, these loans, you know, they're typically not the best for consolidation or paying off, you know, lines of credit.
Well, I'm going to look to Capital One and I'm going to look to Wells Fargo. But look, I just thought I'd give you guys a shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you tell me, Arthur, this is not something we do, and it's not something we want to do. But what is a secured loan would be my house or something.
Mostly our secured loans are going to be just, you know, like for instance, the loan that we're working on right now for you, secured with equipment. So rather than like, you know, leveraging your house or assets like that, and I, but by no means, I absolutely want to see what we can do for you. I'm not, you know, I just want to, you know, I just want to, you know, I don't want to promise you the moon and then, you know, we'll definitely get you some excellent, you know, the best we can do, you know, based on the fact that, you know, we're already working with you on the equipment. So we'll definitely, you know, put our best foot forward. I just, you know, I don't want to promise you an unrealistic rate. You know, 4% is a good rate, I would say, you know, for the revolving line. So I just don't want to, you know, promise you the moon and then and don't deliver. But
I'm going to shop around. It's not like,
yeah, of course.
I just have, when I talked to Ruben, he said, look, you got a relationship with us. If you have some needs, you have some thoughts, make sure you go call Gabe. And I just thought about it this morning. I said, you know, I'm working with this nasty so-and-so across the street from me. She's brand new. She's just not for me. So we have a relationship with Wells Fargo. We have a relationship with Capital One because we do a lot of work with those guys.
Right.
And we're going to be talking, you know, we're checking into that right now. We also have a smaller, you know, some smaller banks that we do work with. But because Ruben said what he did, he said, give Gabe a call, you know, if you have some needs. And
yeah,
I'm thinking like, okay, you know, I'm like, I spend too much time jerking around with this Bank of America woman who has replaced, as I said, a just a wonderful, wonderful guy. And I'm like, you know, I'm just being square with you. I realize there's some issues with regard to what kind of interest rate you guys could give me. But why don't you come back with two proposals? That one is a secured line and one is an unsecured line. Tell me what the secured line is going to mean. And, you know, I just thought I'd call you because Ruben said,
yeah,
it's a good idea for me to call Gabe.
Yeah, no problem.
That's what I did.
Let me see what, the only thing we should need here is,
The number 350 is the, we're not going to do that. We're going to, you know, tell me we can go to 250. I mean, I've got cash. I mean, I've got some money. And one of the things that, you know, I think I told Ruben when I was talking to him about like this revolving credit, you know, it's my belt and suspenders sort of attitude. I don't need all of it, I use all of it. I keep it, you know, because I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of I work with primarily big companies. Disney, Wells Fargo, Walgreens, Honda, all big major companies. You know, you guys are slow payers. You know, to be honest with you. Capital One, you know, we sit around, we start work in February. They say, please, please, you know we're good for it because they are. And it's not like I'm working with a little unknown company. And to get everything through procurement at Capital One, for instance, on a project just recently, or with Santander just recently, it's 120, you know, 150, 160 days before I get paid.
Exactly.
You know,
that's a long time.
I have that need for capital, and my Bank of America guy, this wonderful guy who's now left, he understood that. This woman I'm dealing with, I think she's more along the lines of you know, delis and laundromats and I'm squaring with you, Gabe.
No, I got you.
And here's what I don't want. I don't want you to feel like I'm putting you on the spot because Ruben said, "Hey, give us a call." I'm just reaching back out because Ruben said, you know, "Hey, if you have a need," I'm looking at towards the end of the year. You know, we've got a lot of work that's coming in right now. We're very busy. We have this shoot going on with PBS. We've got a lot of growth opportunities on top of things that are already, you know, in the bag. So we're going to have a strong second half of the year, and I'm looking at this. I'm going to pay it off one way or the other.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Gabe, it's like this. Either I'm going to pay it off in a couple of installments at $100,000 a month, or you're going to throw me some money and say, or I'm going to work out a deal with Wells or Cap One or Chase, and paid off that way. But okay. I am interested in seeing what you can, what you guys can do. I think you guys have been pretty good with us. I liked working with you so far. So
yeah, absolutely. I definitely, definitely would like to see what we can do for you there. I'm looking on file here. I'm gonna send you off the working capital application. I won't be able to use the leasing one for the capital, and then I'll make a note there. You guys, you don't have any current working capital loans at the moment, do you, Arthur?
We have a working capital. Yes, we do. It's a rather small one. It's $100,000 with Can Capital. I pay that down on a daily basis.
Got you. That's right. I thought we had discussed that. So balance is around $100,000.
Yeah, it's $100,000 and on its way down. You know, I pay them. You know, I pay them a daily rate. They're just an automatic payout from my account.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm very familiar with Can Capital there. Are you guys projecting around $3 million this year, or what are you?
You know, we have two companies. GG Media is our media company, and I know that this presents a little confusion, but that company is about 1.5, and our Gilmore Group is about 2.5 to 3.
Got you. And I remember you mentioning you're the 100% owner of the GG one, correct? Is that right, or
yeah,
my notes wrong?
That's
okay, great. Yeah. So as far as the balance there with Can Capital, is that something you're looking to get paid off as well?
I would go ahead with that. I think the Can Capital was something I wasn't planning to pay off. I'm just going to keep paying it down. It's $190 a day, so I wasn't thinking of paying that down. But if that's part of the deal, then I would certainly do that. And I think the banks probably might want me to do that as well, like you guys and the other banks.
Yeah, because typically, in order for us to get you that first position, it would be difficult for us to take a second position to that working capital loan. You're going to be looking at a shorter term and a higher rate. So what I think is going to make most sense, it would be to, which I think the only way it would be feasible for us to get you the first position would be to wipe that balance out and then try and net you as much as possible there. So I definitely like to see what we can do for you. I think that the credit analysts are going to come back and say, look, we're going to have to wipe out that Can Capital. And that way you'll just have one payment there for the capital loans.
Right.
But, I'd definitely like to see what we can do. I'm going to shoot you.
The one thing that I would need, Gabe, is I need a ability to pay it off. You know, if by the end of the year I'm kind of flush with some cash, I'd like to be able to if I'm paying down what would be the $350,000 with Bank of America and another $100,000 with Can Capital, what I'd like to be able to do, maybe we split the two and do one with GG Media and one with Gilmore Group, and then obviously wipe both of those out and have the ability. One of the things I don't want to do, well, if I'm paying back a loan, I don't want to have these revolving credit lines. I don't want these revolving credit lines. Because what they do is they just stay with me. And like I said, they're very easy to keep in the bank account and keep in the flow. But I really, really, really would like nothing more than to wipe these out. So, give it a think and. You know, I'm not expecting the greatest rates. One of the things I liked about you guys is you guys were quick and very, very to the point. Like, this is what we can do and this is what we can't do. But if you need anything from me, from a financial, financial information, give me a shout. I'll send.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will. I'll definitely send an email over to you here in the next few requesting that. I'm just going to send you the one page application. And then I'm going to make a request for some bank statements. I think I only have the first page. Usually for equipment financing, we only look at the first page. For working capital, we'll look at the full bank statement for the last 6 months. So I'll make a request for that. We already have tax return here, so we're good to go on that, and we can get you an answer quickly. You know, we have, you know, I just create a new file and get everything submitted here, and we'll get you an answer, I would assume, early next week. Maya, I had a question for you. Did you receive the email I sent over to you yesterday afternoon?
I was up to my eyeballs yesterday afternoon.
Oh, no problem.
Did you ask me for something?
Yeah, for the equipment, I sent you, it was my mistake. I've been so busy here this time of the year. I didn't request the first and last month's check in the package there that you had FedExed over. So I sent you, two pages to sign. One of them is just an authorization for the one-time, ACH of your first and last month's payment, for the equipment. So I sent that out to you, yesterday evening, so it should... Let me make sure it went through, actually. Yeah, it should be in your inbox there. And I'm going to go ahead I'll shoot you off what we need to proceed as far as getting you a proposal for the capital there.
Yeah, and the other thing, Gabe, if the capital, like I said, if it's not 350 or you know, tell me what I need to do. And, you know, because the other banks are going to do the same thing with me. So... and what I mean by that is, like, we can do this if we do it this way with Gilmore Group and this way with GG Media. I'm open for your proposals. Like I said, I'm calling you back because I thought you guys were you know, straight shooting guys, and that's what I like. And let me know what else you might need, but I'll be looking forward to hearing from you sometime next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll take care of this. This first and last.
Absolutely, check. Arthur. Yeah, I will. I will definitely shoot you off an email here shortly, and just request kind of what we just went over. I'll attach the one-page application, and then, I'm trying to think here. You know, we could, if you do want to keep that Can Capital loan in place, is that under Gilmore Group, or is that under the GG that you're 100% owner of, the Can Capital loan? That's with Gilmore Group, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm thinking, you know, if we were to, the only way we could keep that in place is if we were to go through your other business, but, you know, then I think we'd only be looking in the ballpark of, you know, $150,000 to $225,000, maybe $250,000 as far as what we could free up for you. So, because the revenue is, I think you mentioned it's a little more profitable, but the sales, I'm not, you know, we typically lend the 10 to 15% of the gross sales.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll have Ruben reach out to you as well, and give you a call later, and if you're available.
Look, if you did 15% of my 1.2 million that's come in, and it's about 1.5 this year. I mean, it's a guarantee. That stuff's all on retainer.
Right.
That's all on retainer, and so it's guaranteed. You know, it's coming in. So
yeah, definitely, and that's what I was thinking.
Give it a think. Which way we can
absolutely
we can go. One thing I do want to be clear about with Gilmore Group and GG Media, I'm redoing how we handle the two companies separately. Because they're run by me, they've been looked at as, you know, almost one group. I'm going to be square with you. Everything gets paid for by Gilmore Group, and then gets shifted over with my accountant as, you know, the costs for the overhead, you know, for lights and electricity, and of course for administrative personnel and all that sort of stuff, and executive costs. You know, they all get shifted over because the paychecks and the checks that go out and pay for the rent and pay for outside costs, they're always gone out of Gilmore Group. But I think if you have all the numbers in front of you, you can see what kind of cash is running through the company and what kind of cash is coming in as far as revenue for the two companies.
Yeah,
so anything you guys need, let me know. Like I said, you guys seem to be straight shooters, and I just did a calculation on on what it would take to pay this thing down. And Greg, my partner, he's looking into Cap One because we just signed up a pretty big contract with those guys, and also with our relationship with Wells Fargo. And we're going to check out Chase as well. So I just wanted to give you a shot and just go with those other guys and see what you have. You guys seem to be a lot faster. You seem to be lighter on your feet and pretty square with us. So
yeah,
I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll take care of the email that you sent me last night.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's the thing, you know, we're a lot more accessible too. You know, you reach me here, you know, or reach me email any time of day, you know. The thing with like Wells Fargo and those companies, and I bank with Wells Fargo. I like Wells Fargo a lot compared to all the banks I've had. But, you know, you apply for, you know, something with them and you know, you go to your local bank there, and then, you know, they're dealing with an underwriter that's over in Wisconsin, and then he's dealing, you know, and
that's
just, it's not as cohesive as you know, because it's
not.
So
I mean, between
yeah.
you and Ruben working together, and you could take a hard look and say, "This is what we can do for you." I go to Wells Fargo, and I know this already because I did it. We work with Santander, we work with Bank of America, we know the big banks, and you know, they're going to be there's going to be a lot more time involved, and frankly, it's going to take a lot longer for them to come back with answers. That's how they are. What I'm hoping to get from you guys is like, okay, I'll open up any books to you guys so you can see, you know, what's going on. We, like I said, we're going to have a very strong second half of the year. I'm just sick and tired of dealing with the way Bank of America, since Scott left me, and this woman has came in. I explained the type of business that we do, Gabe. And I explained, you know, that we're a branding and design organization, and the GG Media is a group that does the content work for a lot of the development of integrated technology, which is basically, you know, screens and spectaculars. And she looked at me and said, "I don't understand a word you're saying." She literally said that to me. She said, "I don't understand a word you're saying."
That is bizarre.
Okay. Yeah, because we're working on some high tech stuff with, you know, recognition technology, with some of the banks right now that we've been talking to. RBC has been, you know, and Fifth Third. I'm very heavily involved in the financial services, as far as retail and doing design and integrated technology. And when I spoke to this woman about this, she just looked at me like deer in the headlights, and then said, I was just shocked by the fact that everybody who's come through, they like our studio. They like, you know, the office space. They think it's a cool looking place. That's why this PBS shoot's going on, because, you know, we're a cool company. And she just, sat there like dumber than a box of rocks and told me, frankly, "I don't understand a word you're saying." So that's when I said to myself, "I don't think this is good."
Yeah, I mean,
you
have to have an understanding of, you know, the business you're extending money to, at least to a certain extent. That's just straight.
She was,
yeah,
she was in the office.
Yeah, that's
walked her around.
Oh, she so she's
anyway,
actually
not to belabor it, but it was a very it just seemed very, very strange to me.
So,
So
she was actually...
They sent me somebody who actually doesn't belong in that position, so... Anyway.
That's crazy. So she was actually in your office and still was kind of just...
Actually in my office, yeah.
That's very strange. That's very strange.
I got another call coming in.
No problem.
I'll look forward to hearing from you, and I'll be sending out the stuff that we talked about.
Sounds good. Yep. I'll let you get back to work there, Arthur. I know you're busy. We'll be in touch soon. All right. Take care.
Thanks, Gabe. Bye.